So today we'll discuss a little bit about the topic of wearing or not wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. We know on Friday night. On Friday night we discussed the issue of Hallel. So in terms, it's a totally different topic, but it's very similar to the issue of Hallel on Leil Pesach in Shul. But even though the Mechaber writes that you should say Hallel with the Bracha in Shul, and the Rama writes no, yet there are many Ashkenazim who say Hallel Leil Pesach. That's what we discussed in detail Friday night. So we discussed a little bit a similar topic regarding Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So before we get to Chol HaMoed, we got to go back to what about Tefillin in general on Shabbos and Yontif? How come we're not wearing Tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif? So it goes back to a Gemara Menachos. The Torah tells us, I think we read it the first day of Pesach, V'shamarta tzachuk hazoz miyamim yamima, that the Torah tells us you have to keep this chuk, miyamim yamima. So what does chuk mean? What is yamim yamima? What is the pasuk talking about? So it's a major machlokas in the Gemara between Rav Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva. What is this chuk or this chuk we're talking about? So Rav Yossi Haglili says, the chuk we're talking about is tefillin. V'shamarta sechuk hazoz means tefillin. What's miyamim? Miyamim, we learn out yom v'lo laila. We wear tefillin during the day, and we don't wear tefillin at night. What's yamima? So they learn out some day to v'shamru is some days you don't wear tefillin. One of those some days, those are the days of Shabbos and Yontov. So Rav Yosef learns out from the pasuk, everything's answered, that we don't wear tefillin at night, and we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov based on miyamim yamima. Rabbi Akiva disagrees totally. He says the pasuk's not talking about tefillin at all. The pasuk of Shamarta Tzachuk HaZos is referring to the Karban Pesach, the Paschal Lamb. And that's what it means, miyamim yamima, once a year we bring the Karban Pesach. But it has nothing at all to do with the mitzvah of tefillin. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva then, we can wear tefillin at night. We should be wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yontov. The Gemara says no. Obviously, we have to find some other source in terms of everyone agrees you don't wear it on Shabbos and Yontov. The question is going to be why not. So, what about at night times? Yeah.
So, from that point of view, that means that the reason that we don't do it is that we have this tradition. And then the Chachamim were looking for a smachta be'alma. They were looking for a source in biblical literature that they could hang it on. But they knew that was the tradition.
Well, I don't know we know now, but I'm just saying we know we don't wear it. So the Gemara goes through the regular drushes. That's a general question. Whether they knew based on tradition, therefore they're looking for a smachta on the pasuk or not. That's a discussion in general, yeah. So the Gemara says that. So what about at nighttime? So the Gemara learns that even Rabbi Akiva agrees at nighttime one can't wear tefillin, and the Gemara goes through different sources here. So, however, the Gemara seems to conclude, or the way many Rishonim learn is really that according to Rabbi Akiva, min haTorah, you're permitted to wear tefillin at night. There is no biblical prohibition. It's this gzeira derabanan. The rabbis were concerned that you'd fall asleep with your tefillin on, and that will be your mezalzel wearing the tefillin. So therefore, they said, but fundamentally, min haTorah, shab b'layla zman tefillin he. So that's a major my nafkamina. What's the difference? We're not going to wear tefillin tonight anyway. So what's the difference if, according to Rav Yossi Haglili, it's an issue of deraisa, or deraisa, and according to Rabbi Akiva derabanan? So that's what the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Peretz, and others point out. A major nafgamina. Nafgamina would be that let's say someone wakes up at 4 in the morning. I don't mean you wake up before when you get something to eat or bath and you go back to sleep. Someone who gets up to 4 to get ready for the Vasikim Minyan, they need a couple of hours to prepare, whatever the case is. So then there's no concern anymore. You already slept. You went to sleep early. You wake up at 4 a.m. every day. Davening's at 6, 7. So then, according to Rabbi Akiva, some Rishonim say one would be permitted to put on tefillin. Because the whole zayir is only you're going to fall asleep. When there's not a concern, you're going to fall asleep, so it's okay. In fact, unfortunately, this question came up during the Holocaust in the concentration camps. So somehow when they smuggled a pair of tefillin in, so the people put on this based on it, you know, they woke up early before the Nazis came in, and they put on tefillin. And not only that, but Rav Moshe has a tshuva on it. It's halacha l'maaseh to maybe a lot of people here or not here. People, especially in the winter months, when it really, the Zman tefillin is relatively late if you're trying to get to work early. So Rav Moshe has a discussion that sometimes, b'shas hadchak, if the only way you could go with the minyan and daven, he says, you could put on your tefillin early, and then you wait to the Zman and you make a bracha. So it's all based on this Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rishonim, the way we paskin. We paskin that tefillin is, while is Zman tefillin in our Torah, it's only a rabbinical decree. So in situations where it doesn't apply, some Rishonim say you could wear it. So that's Laila. What about Shabbos and Yontov? Where does Rabbi Akiva know you can't wear tefillin at night? You can't wear it on Shabbos and Yontov. So he quotes another pasuk: "V'shamru b'nei Yisrael Shabbos." Shabbos is os hi b'nei yivneichem. That Shabbos is an os. We know tefillin is an os. The charitam os ayadecha. Shabbos is an os. So therefore, on Yontov and Shabbos. Yontov and Shabbos is an oath. We don't need the tefillin. You know, the point out, we always have a milah, we have an oath anyway, so you only need two. So we have milah and tefillin, and on Shabbos and Yontov, you have milah, you don't need the tefillin. It's an interesting discussion in the Achronim. Someone who can't have a milah, meisel achmik machmas milah, someone can't have a milah because of hemophiliac. Well, meisel, I don't know if anyone, they discuss maybe that person should wear tefillin on Shabbos. We don't assume like that, la halacha. But it's an interesting discussion in the Achronim regarding that. But either way, so we assume no tefillin on Shabbos and Yontov. I remember when I was in YU, there was an interesting story. They said Rav David Lipschitz, the Suvak Rav, that when he ran the main minyan, the Beis HaMedrash, and someone walked in on Shabbos and started putting on tefillin. So Rav David walked over to the guy and said, "Don't you know it's Shabbos? You know Shabbos today?" No, he says, "Yeah, I know it's Shabbos. You know what? A malach came to me last night and told me I should wear tefillin on Shabbos." So he asked him, "Oh yeah, interesting. What language did the angel speak to you in?" He said, "Well, Yiddish, of course." He said, "No, malachim always speak Hebrew. It wasn't a malach." The guy said, "Oh, okay." And he took off his tefillin. That was it. So many different psychological insights how to deal with these people. But either way, but we assume, like Rav David, you don't wear tefillin, and it's probably not a malach who's telling you to put it on if you decide to. So either way, so Shabbos and Yontov, we based on it's an oath, so therefore you don't wear. So we know on Shabbos, and so what is the so because there's the Issur Malacha, Kedushas Hayom and Shabbos and Yontov. So everyone's in agreement, Shabbos and Yontov, no tefillin. The Shaila is, what about Chol HaMoed? So do we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? On one hand, we have a mitzvah, the rise of tefillin. So why in the world wouldn't you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So what is the oath? So Pashas Tosis discusses it in the Rishonim, that what is the oath? The oath is the Isser Malacha. In fact, when I was growing up, people used to say, it's not really true, there's some side, but basically if you go to work, so you put on tefillin. If you don't go to work, you don't put on it. That's not really true. It's not really important if you go to work. The issue is whether you're allowed to go to work or not. The question is, if there's an Isser Malacha, so the question is there an Isser Malacha in Chol HaMoed? Is the Iker the Chol or the Moed? So that's a major discussion in the beginning of Moed Katan. The Mishnah talks about different types of Malacha which are permitted. We know Dover HaAved. Let's say it's an agriculture, you're going to lose your crop, so therefore you're permitted. The Gemara talks about different cases. You're not allowed to do So there's some malachas that are permitted on Chol HaMoed, and some malachas which aren't. So therefore, so is there an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed or not? So that's a major discussion in the Rishonim. What type of Isser is the Isser? Is it an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Drabanan? So some Rishonim say it clearly can't be a biblical prohibition, and it's a deraisa, because how could some malachas be mutter, some not? The fact that we have all these exceptions shows it must be only an issur drabanan. If it's only a rabbinical prohibition, so biblically speaking, there's no issur malacha, so then you would put on tefillin, because it's definitely not an oath. However, other rishonim say no. There really is an issa d'oraisa. It's a biblical prohibition to work on Chol Hamoed. How do you explain all these different melachas? So that's what the Rishonim point out. Really, it's an issa min haTorah on Chol Hamoed, but they gave it over to the rabbis, Masu Chachamim, to define what is a melacha. So that's why you have, by Chol Hamoed, they define this is what you're allowed to do, this you're not allowed to do. On Shabbos and Yontif, it's pretty simple. You can't do anything. Yontif, a little different, Ochel Nefesh. So therefore, it's a major machlokas Rishonim whether work on Chol Hamoed, melacha, is an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan. If you hold that there is an issa d'oraisa of work, so then that means there's an os on Chol Hamoed, and therefore you shouldn't wear tefillin. If you hold there is no issa melacha, it's only a rabbinical prohibition, so biblically speaking, there's no reason. That's what, and that's what Tosfos discusses many places. You have to know the issue is, he doesn't posh it to Shai, he just says this is the issue. If there's an issa melacha, so then d'oraisa, no tefillin. And then he says maybe there's another reason also. Maybe the oath isn't an issa melacha, but somebody's only said maybe it's the mitzvahs during the day that create the oath. In other words, they say on sukkahs, it's a mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, the whole sukkahs. On Pesach, we eat matzah the whole time. There's an issa chametz. So maybe the oath isn't the negative of not doing melacha, but maybe the oath is the positive mitzvah. If that's the case, if it's the positive mitzvah of sukkah or matzah, then everyone would agree there's no tefillin on Chol Hamoed. According to those Rishonim will hold, it's the assay, so then no one would be wearing tefillin on Chol Hamoed. Within the Issa Malacha camp, it depends. If it's a biblical prohibition, so that means it's an Os Min HaTorah, so then you don't wear tefillin. According to the, and that's the school of thought. So how do we pass it in Shulchan Aruch? So the Mechaber Paskin, so before the Mechaber, so that's what, so the Rush, who was a Minig Ashkenaz, he came from Germany. He had to run out of town because his Rebbe, the Maram Rumber, was put in jail. He was afraid he was next, so he went to the Rashba and asked him for a job in Spain. I think the Rashba was in Barcelona, and he went to Toledo. So he knows Ashkenaz and Sephardi custom because he's the Rush. His father was he was the father of Ashkenazic Jewry. So he writes, it's only an issa d'rabbanan to do work on Chol Hamoed. That's why it's pashut. Of course you wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. Why wouldn't you? And the other Rishonim, the Rashba, says no. Is it issa d'oraisa? And of course no. So in the Beis Yosef, which is before the Mechaber, he tells you the history. He says really everyone used to wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed, even Svardim, until they came along and found the Zohar. I guess the Zohar was always there, but maybe they weren't learning Zohar like people are today and other Kabbalah. So they finally, whatever the reason, this Zohar was found from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai having harsh words for those who wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. How could you wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed? Chol Hamoed is the crown of HaKadosh Baruch. You don't need tefillin. He gets into strong language, maybe Yechayiv Misa. So the Zohar scared a lot. So imagine historically speaking, one year they were always wearing tefillin. They woke up, they found the Zohar, they stopped wearing. That's how the Beis Yosef discusses historically. So even the Sfardim used to wear. In fact, the Gemara in Sukkah says, if you have many mitzvahs in front of you, what do you do? So you talk about Anshe Yushalayim, they were shaking the Luav and the Dalaminim, and Rashi writes, and they were wearing tefillin. They weren't wearing on tefillin on Yontif. Obviously, they're wearing tefillin on Chol Hamoed. The Rashi says clearly, you wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. That's what the Mishkanos Yaakov writes. But the Mechaber writes later on, the time he wrote the Mechaber, none of the Sfarim are wearing it because of the Zohar. So the Mechaber writes, no tefillin on Chol Hamoed because of what they found, Alpi Kabbalah based on the Zohar. And the Ramah, of course, writes the Minig Ashkenaz, Germany, and there. And the Ramah writes, of course you wear your tefillin. Not only do you wear your tefillin, but you make a bracha. It's any other day of the week. It's Chol Hamoed, and you wear your tefillin with your bracha. The Taz was a little nervous about the bracha. So the Taz writes, you know what? It's a machlokas mechaber Ramah, what to do? How about put on tefillin without a bracha? Therefore, we cover ourselves. We can't go wrong with that. I guess kind of like the Chazanish, don't make a bracha, we all pay stock and shul, just listen to someone else's bracha. But that's assuming that when the Mishnah Berurah goes a step further, he writes, you know what, you should make a tanai. You should make a stipulation when you put on tefillin, if you put on tefillin, Chol Hamoed. He says, if the halacha is like the Ramah, I'm putting it on L'shei Mitzvah, I have a mitzvah like any other day. But if the halacha is like the machaber, you know what? You're allowed to put on tefillin, you're trying it on, you have to make sure it fits, you put some other reason why you're putting on the tefillin, therefore, you're not over Baal Tosef either, you don't have the kavanah with Shei Mitzvah. So that's how far the Mishnah Berurah goes as well. So therefore, so on the books, it's a machokas machaber ramah, which should be very simple. If you're svard, you don't wear tefillin chalamayid. If you're Ashkenaz, you do. Yet there are many Ashkenazi people at the minyanim I didn't see wearing tefillin this morning or yesterday. So there must be some other reason. So therefore, they point out that it's always the same thing as Hallel and Leil Pesach. There's two things that happen that change things. I noticed when I was growing up, a lot more people wore tefillin. It seems to be Pochus V'Holech every year. You know, because that's kind of like Tachron. Any excuse you have not to wear tefillin, it's much easier not to put on than to put on. But besides that, so it's based on the Chassidim and the Vilna Gaon again, because the Svarim don't, based on the Zohar Chassidim also, based on different reasons, they didn't wear tefillin. And the Gra also has his own explanations, he didn't wear tefillin either. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik, the Briskers don't wear tefillin either, based on different sources. So therefore, again, you have the Briskers, you have the Grunniks, and you have the Chassidim. But the two groups that moved to Eretz Yisrael in the 1800s were the Chassidim and the Grunniks. So that's why the minhag developed in Eretz Yisrael not to wear tefillin. So I remember when I was in Israel, so they thought I could put on privately in my room, but no one puts on tefillin publicly. In fact, I had a friend of mine who spoke to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He said, my minhag is to wear, in America, I wear tefillin and make a bracha. So when I go back to my room, is it okay, I put on tefillin, can I make a bracha also? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, oh, you make a bracha in Chol HaMoed? He said, well, okay. That's what he was surprised. That's a Beferish Ramah. If you're a real Yeki, you make that you follow the... In fact, the Ramah writes, the only difference is, he says, you should make the bracha balachash. What does the Ramah mean? When tefillin, you should make... What did make a balachash? You make a balachash every morning. No, the old practice was, and they think they still do it in Washington Heights, in the Breuer's community, the Baal Tefillah, that's part of the Berakos, he gets up and he makes the tefillahs, the brachas on the tefillin aloud. So he says, don't get the Chassidim worked up. On Chol HaMoed, do it balachash. Even if you're going to wear it, you don't have to actually make the bracha out loud. That's how some learn the Ramah. So therefore, that's why, so in Eretz Yisrael, even if you're Ashkenaz, you only put on privately. You don't put on tefillin publicly because it's the Mechaber, it's the Chassidim, and the Gra. And therefore, so in America, that's why, so many, even though many Ashkenazic communities, same thing with Hallel Pesach, it's developed your Talmidim or Rav Soloveitchik. If you're a Grunnik, you're Chassidim, so therefore many people don't wear tefillin, so therefore even if you're Minhag Ashkenaz, that's the custom, that's what it's based on. And I heard about an interesting minhag they have in Satmar, because the Satmar, if you're married, you don't wear tefillin. If you're single, if you're a bacha, you wear tefillin. What kind of distinction is that? So the distinction is based on, because really Al-P, Nigla, based on the Gemara, you should be wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It's only really based on Pi Kabbalah that you don't wear, which is an interesting question in general. When Kabbalah and Halacha hit, what do? So therefore, so you can only learn Kabbalah once you're married. So therefore, when they're single, they wear the tefillin, and when they're married, they take it off. So that's the minhag I hear in Sabbath, but that's the Machlokas and Mechaber Ramah, and that's what it's all based on, why many people today, even the Ashkenaz, don't wear tefillin. Rabbi Hanani and Akash Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakas, Israel, Lafich, Achivam, Tor, Mitzvah, Shinemar, Anai, Chafei, Tzuman, Sidko, Yaldil, Torah, V'yadir. Nay Rabba, Yamadi Baruch Hu, Zay, Be'amich, Makhu, Zay,